Windows crack and walls crumble as flames engulf a strip of homes in the neighborhood of Fountain Grove. Shreds of three flags are burning in the front of the Hilton Hotel. The structure is ashes. An orange sun peeks eerily through a dark gray sky over a blackened lawn. Across the street, smoke billows from a mobile home park for seniors on fixed incomes. Homeowners stroll slowly through debris.
This was my home.
Charlene Gilman's hands shake as she wipes tears from her eyes. Gilman inherited her yellow mobile home from her mother 7 years ago.
You feel so hopeless.
She looks up and down her streets at the smoldering lots.
And then Kat and Dave and Mitch.
Across the street, a swimming pool is a black puddle surrounded by torched deck furniture. Like many residents in Santa Rosa, Gilman received a knock on the door in the middle of the night demanding she evacuate immediately.
Your brain just goes dead. It's like, okay, what do I take? And I got a few clothes, but that's about it.
One block away, a neighbor counts his blessings. Kenneth Seamus stares kind of wild-eyed at his brown mobile home.
I'm looking at my home still intact. It was scary last night when I left here.
What did it look like?
Like an inferno. Things were popping and banging, and this house right here was just engulfed.
Other than a layer of ashes on his front porch railing, Seamus's home looks perfectly normal. Fortunately, downtown Santa Rosa was not damaged by the flames either, but all businesses are closed. There wasn't a soul walking along the streets when I drove through. But a shelter at the fairgrounds was packed with people nervously making calls, trying to find out more information about the homes they fled. Bonnie Shelley lost power in the middle of the night.
No TV, no radio, no Wi-Fi, no anything. So we couldn't get any message to evacuate, so we just kind of evacuated ourselves.
Shelley says the hills surrounding her home were red in every direction.
The winds last night were unbelievable. I've been here 10 years. I've never experienced anything like that. And no wonder the fires are all over the place.
She wasn't even able to get her car because her garage door wouldn't open with the power out. Shelley hitched a ride with a friend to the shelter. She's still waiting to hear whether her home is okay.
I brought this blanket that I'm sitting on. Thank God.
Otherwise, she just has her purse. But she feels lucky to have a roof over her head.
We're safe. It's warm. We have food. We have medical stuff if we need it. So apparently more than just me left with nothing.
Without a charger for her phone, Shelley is depending on officials at the shelter to tell her what's next. I'm Leslie McClurg, KQED News.